You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I got to put my glasses on because I got a lot of stuff to read right now.
I want to turn some lights on, too.
No, I don't need lights. It doesn't look good with the lights. Actually, I like the way it looks now. Tonight, our focus is on the Miami-Dade Urban League. It's now going into its fourth year of operation. They've got over 400 inner-city middle school and high school students participating in this competitive debate. They learn to argue with words, not violence. How nice for a change. You know, joining me tonight is Cliff Shulman, my old friend. Can I say my old friend, Cliff Shulman? Yeah, you're old, and we've been friends for a long time. Cliff Shulman, he's a close and longtime friend, and he's a partner in the law firm of Wife, Sirota, and Helfman. Hey, Steve, and Colin Bierman, too. He specializes in zoning and environmental law, and Cliff is also the chairman of the board of the Miami Urban Debate League. Cliff's career was really determined as a 16-year-old high school debater at Miami Beach Senior High. I was on the debate team at NMB.
Nice.
We were national champions. What were you?
Well, I was John Bletcher's friend.
I have no further questions to this witness.
By the way, I always won on extemp. I wasn't a debater. Can you guess that I was the extemp man?
Yes.
You figured that, didn't you? All right, Cliff has brought with him Sidney Edwards is the program director of the Miami-Dade Urban League, and he's also an alumna of the National Association of Urban Debate Leagues Network. She's originally from Chicago, as is my mom.
Yay.
As is D. Wade. And did you get your spelling from D. Wade? You're about that age.
No.
I'm just giving you a hard time, man. We'll get to you in a second. She has begun policy debate in high school at Morgan Park in 2004 and has since pursued debate education as a career to support and encourage youth to engage civically and take control of their opinions and narratives. High five on that.
Thank you.
Somebody wants to know about civics?
I like it. The
whole country knew civics. Anyway, and now we've got Dwayne Martin. Dwayne Martin's why we're here today, man. That's right, Dwayne. You're the star of the show. He's a rising junior student at American Senior High School. I'm so old, they didn't even have American Senior High when I was in high school. He's the captain of the debate team. Are you single?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Oh, sorry, ladies. He's a city financial literacy debate champion in Miami, and he's also qualified and represented the Miami Debate League at the Urban Debate National Championships this past April in D.C. You try saying that. He hopes to attend Stanford or Georgetown. You got a left and a right brain thing going on there. Double majoring in international business and political economy. He hopes to one day be an international attorney and an ambassador for global negotiation. So let me translate it into simple talk. You just want to be the man that brings peace to the world.
Basically.
I love this kid already. Everybody talk into the mic. You're real soft-spoken, so talk into the mic. Cliff, I'm tossing to you. Tell me what's going on here.
Hey, Jim, thank you, number one, for having us.
My absolute pleasure.
Number two, our love to Vivian. We're so very, very pleased that she's doing well, both Lauren and I. And so please send her our love.
For sure.
Jim, I got involved in this about 4 years ago. We are a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, the Miami-Dade Urban Debate League. We serve under the umbrella of the NAUDL, the National Association of Urban Debate Leagues. There are 22 in the United States. We are the last one to join, the last major city to join. Overall, nationally, there are 10,800 inner-city kids participating in these debate leagues throughout the United States.
Fabulous.
Let me give you a statistic that will stun you. And it's hard to stun you.
I'm holding onto my chair with both hands.
80% of the inner city kids that participate in this program nationwide will go to college. That's 80% of these kids will go to college. Because what we try to teach them is, number one, as you said before, to argue your case with words and not violence. To organize, to be able to do the most difficult thing in the world, and that is to be a public speaker, to coordinate and collaborate with your partner and other people in the program. We have had a partnership with the Miami-Dade Public School System. We have a memorandum of understanding with them. They have picked out the Tier 1 schools that they want us to hit. We're at 17 schools right now in the both middle schools and high schools that we are serving. We are also partnered with the University of Miami, Florida International University, and Miami-Dade College. What we try to do is have most of our tournaments on college campuses. We pick up the kids from the inner city. We take them to a college campus on a Saturday. They give up their Saturdays. and we want them to fall in love with the word campus and college.
How can they not?
They do. They do. But let me tell you what they're debating. They're not debating apples versus oranges. Let me give you an idea of the topic for this year that this young man will be debating as a junior in high school. Resolved, the United States federal government should substantially reduce its restrictions on legal immigration to the United States. Now, you want to talk about
that? Could you say that again?
Okay.
Say it again.
Legal immigration to the United States, should the restrictions be harder or softer? You want to talk about a timely topic? This is not kid stuff. This is the stuff of everyday adult world that they're going to be debating this year. So we are very, very pleased. The biggest challenge, I'll tell you, is number one, the kids are the best part of it, obviously.
Please, I mean, come on, stop right there. There's not enough of them in here. I wish you brought 50 kids like him.
Well,
next time.
The kids are the best part of it. We want them to come to the tournaments. We feed them breakfast. We feed them lunch. We get them home in daylight. That's very important for the program to work. Okay? Because, again, these kids are coming out of challenged neighborhoods. So we get them home in time, and then we watch them grow, and we watch them flower. And today, Dwayne is with us, and you'll see and you'll hear from him. But I wanted Sydney to basically tell you a little bit about how the program went this year. So, Sydney, will you take over?
Hold on one second. Oh. Warren, thank you for backing up this guy to do this beautiful thing. Amazing. I'm so proud. You guys are talking too much. I can't wait. Go ahead, dear.
Sydney,
you're up.
We had an awesome year in the 2017-2018 year was our third year of existence. And program-wise, we just grew in numbers. We grew in the number of schools who were actively engaging with debate. And we just have an awesome set of coaches. This past year was the first time Miami actually went to the Urban Debate National Championship, which was in D.C. That was the first time we ever, as a city, went to that tournament. But it also was the first time that any of our students traveled outside of Miami, Florida to debate. There's a huge, as Cliff mentioned, national circuit for this sport. And so our students got to leave Miami and debate for the first time, which I think is an amazing feat. And now, Dwayne can tell you about what that was like.
Now, one thing that I want to point out, because people that haven't been involved in debate may not know this, you have to know both sides, right?
Yes.
Okay, that was you talk first. But Sydney, you got anything else you want to throw out here for us before we get to the star of our
Dwayne's
show?
Dwayne's the star.
Dwayne, you're the star. So Dwayne, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Miami, Florida.
What neighborhood?
You could say Miramar, but also Liberty City, and also Miami Gardens, Carroll City.
Wow. So. And you made it out?
Yeah, well, let's not say make it out. Let's talk about rather investing in the community, rather.
Oh, my God. I love him. I love him. So tell me about your folks.
Oh, they're good people. My mom, she works at UPS. My dad lives in Georgia, Atlanta.
You got brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have four siblings.
Okay. And are any of them involved in the public school programs like this?
Not quite. Okay. Not yet, at least.
Okay. So why did you decide to get involved with this type of a program?
I felt like debate was a foundation for the voices of the youth. So I started, at first I went to North Miami and started a program with Nefertiti Dukes. And we started, basically we became associated with the Miami Dade Urban Debate League and started learning. The topic of that year was national security, NSA. So should the surveillance be curtailed? And through that, through switch side debate, learning about both sides, we were able to develop our understanding of the United States federal government, how it operates, and how national surveillance operates, some type of education that you wouldn't have without debate. And having the opportunity to understand both sides gives you the opportunity to develop the way that you think about these issues and also your approach to them.
That's just amazing. You got more kids like this in this program?
We've been fortunate enough during the 3 years of the program to date to have about 400 to 500 kids participate at various parts of the program. We just completed our debate camp, which was a five-day camp at the University of Miami, where we had 60 youngsters participating for 5 days, and I think we had 12 coaches and teachers that participated in the summer debate camp. And again, free of charge, they get fed. If you're hungry, you don't think. Okay, so we have to make sure that the kids are fed well. These kids go through more pizzas than I've ever seen in my life. At one of our tournaments, we may go through 100 pizzas, and they take them home if they don't finish them.
Do you have sponsors for the pizzas?
We do. We have a number of sponsors.
Who are some of your sponsors?
Well, some of the sponsors are some of the best law firms in town, because the law firms, basically, they're low-hanging fruit, insofar as virtually every one of the big law firms in town have debaters that are litigators in the law firm. So, for example, my former law firm, Greenberg Traurig, has contributed $10,000. Holland Knight, $10,000.
Thank you.
Stearns Weaver, $10,000.
Thank you.
My firm has contributed similarly.
Thank you.
So we have those law firms that are involved, Boies Schiller. The national chairman of the national organization is Stuart Singer, who is a partner in the Miami office of Boies Schiller.
Wow.
And so we've gotten a lot of favorable stuff from Chicago because the chairman of the board of the national organization is on my board in the Miami area. We also have been fortunate enough to get grants from the Miami Foundation, from the Peacock Foundation. We've received community development block grants. We're in for more grants nowadays. But again, the biggest challenge to me as chairman of the board is fundraising. Fundraising is the name of this game. Other than making sure the kids get fed and that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing in debate, fundraising is the toughest. So what I would do, okay, is I'd ask you to go online if you like this program, if you think this is good for the community, if you think that words are better than guns, go online to mdudl.org and contribute. As I don't want you to contribute till it hurts. My former colleague, Bob Traurig, who passed away a few years ago, once said, you know, don't give till it hurts. Give so you feel better. Okay? And so that's what I'd ask you to do. Any amount of money would be fantastic, and we just need to keep this program going because these kids are our future, okay? And if you don't make the investment now in the future, then things are going to be a lot worse.
Okay, Wanda, we're going to have to take a break right now, but we're going to come back. We're going to have more conversation with Dwayne and with Sydney. Sydney, I'm going to ask you where some of these kids end up going to school because I want people to see that there's a way out. From some of the places that are the toughest places to get out of here. And there's just some beautiful people that are going to contribute to our community, and we're going to help them all. Wanda, take it away.